Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
North Tonawanda is considering a limit on dog ownership. We're talking about it this morning with City Clerk Matt Parrish. Matt, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Yeah. This was the first summer that dogs were not allowed at Canal Fest, and now talking about a limit on dog ownership in the city. It sounds like North Tonawanda is not a dog-friendly place.
I wouldn't exactly say that. The Canal Fest issue is actually, the dogs are only not allowed on the Tonawanda side. I think that was a kind of a misconception. But that is kind of been an ongoing topic as well, whether or not dogs are going to be allowed in, you know, public places and events. But yes, the topic of possibly limiting the number of dogs that, you know, one resident can have has been a topic of conversation recently.
Yeah, there's no limit right now in the city of North Tonawanda on how many dogs a person can have. What is the city looking at? Are we talking two dogs, three, four? What would the limit be?
You know, I don't really feel comfortable saying an exact number at this time because we haven't really determined one. We're really in the beginning stages of kind of addressing the issue, and anything that we do, if there's anything done, it'll be on the recommendation of the dog control officer. I know he's been doing some research on other municipalities and what they do, and I think if and when anything were to happen, I don't think it'll be in the immediate future, honestly. And it'll be on his recommendation, probably.
Matt, are you taking or have you taken a dog census?
We have, since I've been in office, we have not. I believe there was done in the past, probably 6 or 7 years ago. It got, from what I understand, it received pretty negative responses from the residents. So I don't know if we're going to be doing that again, honestly. But I think there was one done at some point.
Well, where did the idea come from to maybe bring back this discussion of limiting the amount of dogs people could own? Because it's not just North Tonawanda that does this. It's other cities and areas around Western New York, too. But why is North Tonawanda now looking at the issue?
Certainly. Right now, or in the recent past year, we have had a number of isolated incidents with individuals owning upwards of 10 dogs and kind of neighborly disputes, you know, over odor, foul odor during the summer times. It's really a few isolated incidents that kind of brought this to the forefront. You know, it was discussed at the last council meeting just because we had some residents come up and bring it up for discussion at that point. But honestly, you know, it's a touchy issue because, as you know, you probably know, and I know, I have a dog. A lot of people have dogs, and most people consider dogs family at this point, right? I consider my, you know, 17-pound little fluff ball to be a member of my family, and it's really hard to limit the amount of family members that you can have, right? So it's just a touchy subject in general, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds kind of like a quality of life issue, right?
Right, and I think that's what we just need to consider is whether, as long as the dogs are being cared for properly, and if not, I think that's when it becomes a bigger issue.
Is this going to be talked about? Is it on the agenda at any time in the near future?
It's not. We have a workshop tonight, and it's not on the agenda as far as somebody coming in, you know, to present on it. If somebody brings it up during general discussion, they may do that. But we do have ongoing meetings with myself, the mayor, the dog control officer, and the police department, to kind of discuss all dog control related issues.
Would you say, Matt, that most residents in North Tonawanda register and vaccinate their dogs?
We have most. I think right now we're making a lot of progress as far as getting residents to come in and register. And I think that's what we need to primarily focus on at this point, is really just making sure that everybody is registering their dogs and keeping up to date on their vaccinations.
All right, Matt, we appreciate the time. We'll continue to follow this as it moves forward. Thanks for joining us. That's Matt Parrish, the city clerk in North Tonawanda.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.